Wildfires are a familiar problem for our summer reader this week. 4 years ago, Philip Connors gave up his day job as a copy editor in New York to become a fire lookout at the Gila National Forest in New Mexico. He joins us from his home in Silver City, New Mexico. Phil, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So did you just get out of the woods?
Yes, fire season here has ended. We've had between 8 and 10 inches of rain in the last 3 weeks, so I'm no longer useful.
Do you have a lot of time to read up there?
Yeah, well, there's not much else to do, so I pack in a lot of books.
So what have you been reading lately?
Well, I'm about 30 pages from finishing Homeland, a novel by Sam Lipsight, which is probably one of the funniest things I've ever read.
What's it about?
Well, it's written in the voice of a guy named Lewis Miner, who writes a series of updates to his high school alumni newsletter. And I've been thinking about this guy, and it seems to me that if Ignatius Riley of Confederacy of Dunces and Alexander Portnoy of Portnoy's Complaint had somehow managed to have an illicit love child, it might be this guy. He's hapless, he's hilarious, and these, you know, you've probably seen alumni newsletters. You probably get one yourself, and they're mostly shiny, happy people reciting their glories and successes.
What else have you been able to read?
I'm also reading a book of letters by Edward Abbey. It's called Postcards from Ed. He was the great sort of desert anarchist and defender of the West's wild places, also a fire lookout for many years. And apparently he started his day every morning by writing witty letters to friends or hilarious invective to various editors and newspapers, and that's how he got his juices going to continue his fiction and nonfiction.
So if you had all the time in the world and could settle in with just one book, what would it be?
Friends keep telling me I need to read The Magic Mountain because the way I describe my summer job makes it sound like sort of a one-man sanatorium on a magic mountain all of my own. And I keep promising them I will, but maybe next summer.
That's Thomas Mann, right?
Correct, yes.
Philip Connors is a fire lookout in the Gila National Forest for half the year. The other half, he works as a freelance writer. Phil, thanks a lot.
Thank you.